Week 1, Thursday, 6th. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I'm sorry, but it's hard to thank you when it seems my face gets slapped the whole day through. I know if I looked deep, I'd see that you had blessed my life more than most other men, with health, enough to eat, and leisure. Then why do I fret? Because I try to do your work, and every day I get a new rebuff. I start once more, and fail again. I understand. So do not waste your breath apologizing. Just do not forget that you once asked me to create a saint of that dung that you are. Well, do not faint when I fulfill your wishes, and just let me work. With you, success comes after death. Please guide me in your truth, Master. Psalm 25, Part 1. All my soul I lift to you, Yahweh, because all my trust is in you, my God. Please do not disappoint me, or let my enemies gloat over me. Can anyone who waits for you be disappointed? Frustration is for those who cheat with no provocation. Down your paths is where I hope you lead me, Yahweh. Please teach me your ways. Educate me in your truth and lead me, because you are the God who keeps me safe, and I wait for you all day long. Please remember, Yahweh, your loving mercy and your tenderness as they have existed from ancient times, and do not recall the sins I committed while I was young, or all the mistakes I made. No, remember me, please, in mercy, if only for your own goodness, Yahweh. Yes, Yahweh is good and honorable, and so he teaches even sinners his ways. He guides the humble into the way of virtue, and shows the little people his way. And all of Yahweh's ways are mercy and truth to those who keep his treaty and his decrees. And so for your name's sake, Yahweh, please pardon my wrong, because it is a great one. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please guide me in your truth, Master. Please look upon me, Master, and help me, because I am poor and alone. Part 2. Who is the man who holds Yahweh in awe? He will teach him his chosen way, and he will live in plenty, and his descendants will inherit his land. Intimacy with Yahweh is for those who respect him, and he will show them his treaty. My eyes are always turned toward Yahweh, and he will pull the net off my feet. Please turn toward me and have mercy on me, because I am alone and miserable, and the troubles in my heart have grown so large. Please set me free from all this anguish. Please turn your eyes to my sorrow and my pain, and forgive all these sins of mine. And think of my enemies, please. There are so many of them, and they hate me viciously. Preserve my life and set me free, and keep me from disgrace, because I put my trust in you. May honesty and forthrightness protect me, because I rely on you. Please ransom Israel, my God, from all their troubles. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please look upon me, Master, and help me, because I am poor and alone. Reading, Amos 5:8. He made the Pleiades and Orion. He turns the shadow of death into morning, and darkens day back into night. He summons the water from the sea, and pours it on the face of the earth. His name is Yahweh. Beauty and wealth are all around him. Richness and splendor adorn his holy place. Omnipotent, eternally living God, with you there is no darkness, and nothing can be hidden from you. Please fill us with the radiance of your light, so that we can understand the law you have given us, and live it with generosity and faith. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.